كل من عليها فان.
All that is on earth will perish.
ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام.
Only the person of your Lord, full of majesty and splendor, will endure.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the wonders of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن.
All in the heavens and the earth entreat him for their needs. A new mighty task engages him each day.
God is continually engaged in the governance of the universe, and each moment he brings into existence countless beings in ever new forms and shapes and with a variety of properties. His universe is not a static universe. It changes moment by moment, and each time its creator brings it out in new shapes and forms that vary from all previous shapes and forms.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's laudable attributes will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ.
O you twain who are a burden on the earth, we shall attend to you and call you to account. O you twain who are a burden on the earth.
Sakal denotes the burden placed on a vehicle. Sakalan is in the dual form and therefore means two loaded burdens.
Here, this word is used to signify jinn and humans who are both loaded on the earth. Now, since the present discourse refers to those jinn and humans who are deviant and do not render service and obedience to their Lord, they are addressed as follows. O you twain, who are a burden on the earth. In other words, humans and jinn are being warned that God will turn his attention to them and take them to task.
We shall attend to you and call you to account.
This verse should not be understood to mean that at that time God was too occupied with other tasks to call his negligent servants to account. Rather, it means that God has set a specific time to call humans to their final accounting, and that time has not yet arrived.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
We shall then see which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ.
O company of jinn and men, if you have the power to go beyond the bounds of the heavens and the earth, go beyond them. Yet you will be unable to go beyond them, for that requires infinite power. Yet you will be unable to go beyond them, for that requires infinite power.
The expression, the bounds of the heavens and the earth in this verse signifies the entire universe which is a part of God's realm. The purpose of the verse is to stress that it is beyond man's power to escape God's grip. When the time for accountability, about which they are being warned, arrives, they will be seized wherever they might be and will be mustered to God. If they want to escape God's grip, there is only one way to do so. To flee from the universe itself, for the whole of it is entirely under God's control. But doubtlessly, man does not have the power to do so, and if anyone entertains any vain illusion in that regard, they are challenged to test their power.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's powers will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران.
If you so venture, a flame of fire and smoke shall be lashed at you, which you shall be unable to withstand.
فبأي آلاء رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's powers will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ.
What will happen when the heaven will be split asunder and will become crimson like leather? What will happen when the heaven will be split asunder? The splitting asunder of the heaven signifies the loosening of the bonds that hold the celestial system together, the disruption of the cosmic order, and the scattering away of stars and planets.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's powers will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَن ذَنْبِهِ إِنسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ.
On that day there will be no need to ask either men or jinn about their sins.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
We shall see which of the favors of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ.
The culprits shall be known by their marks and shall be seized by their forelocks and their feet.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of the powers of your Lord will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?
هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
It will be said, this is the hell that the culprits had cried lies to.
يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آنٍ.
They will keep circling around between hell and boiling water.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
Which of your Lord's powers will you twain, you men and jinn, then deny?